Friday after the fourth Sunday in Lent, evening prayer.
And so through all the length of days, thy goodness faileth never. Good Shepherd, may I sing thy praise within thy house forever.
I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Let us humbly confess our sins unto Almighty God. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all those who with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips,
and our mouth shall show forth thy praise.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
Psalm 107. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is gracious, and his mercy endureth forever.
Let them give thanks whom the Lord hath redeemed, and delivered from the hand of the enemy.
And gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south.
They went astray in the wilderness out of the way, and found no city to dwell in.
Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them.
So they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress.
He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to the city where they dwelt.
Oh, that men would therefore praise the Lord for his goodness, and declare the wonders that he doeth for the children of men.
For he satisfieth the empty soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness.
Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being fast bound in misery and iron.
Because they rebelled against the word of the Lord, and lightly regarded the counsel of the Most Highest.
He also brought down their heart through heaviness. They fell down, and there was none to help them.
So when they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, he delivered them out of their distress.
For he brought them out of darkness and out of the shadow of death, and brake their bonds in sunder.
Oh, that men would therefore praise the Lord for his goodness, and declare the wonders that he doeth for the children of men.
For he hath broken the gates of brass, and smitten the bars of iron in sunder.
Foolish men are plagued for their offense, and because of their wickedness.
Their soul abhorred all manner of meat, and they were even hard at death's door.
So when they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, he delivered them out of their distress.
He sent his word and healed them, and they were saved from their destruction.
Oh, that men would therefore praise the Lord for his goodness, and declare the wonders that he doeth for the children of men.
That they would offer unto him the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and tell out his works with gladness.
They that go down to the sea in ships, and occupy their business in great waters.
These men see the works of the Lord, and his wonders in the deep.
For at his word the stormy wind ariseth, which lifteth up the waves thereof.
They are carried up to the heaven, and down again to the deep. their soul melteth away because of the trouble.
They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wit's end.
So when they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, he delivereth them out of their distress.
For he maketh the storm to cease, so that the waves thereof are still.
Then are they glad, because they are at rest, and so he bringeth them unto the haven where they would be.
Oh, that men would therefore praise the Lord for his goodness, and declare the wonders that he doeth for the children of men.
That they would exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the seat of the elders.
He turneth the floods into a wilderness, and drieth up the water springs.
A fruitful land maketh he barren, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein.
Again he maketh the wilderness a standing water, and water springs of a dry ground.
And there he setteth the hungry, that they may build them a city to dwell in.
That they may sow their land and plant vineyards, to yield them fruits of increase.
He blesseth them so that they multiply exceedingly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease.
And again, when they are ministered and brought low, through oppression, through any plague or trouble.
Though he suffer them to be evil and treated through tyrants, and let them wander out of the way in the wilderness.
Yet helpeth he the poor out of misery, and maketh them households like a flock of sheep.
The righteous will consider this and rejoice, and the mouth of all wickedness shall be stopped.
Whoso is wise will ponder these things, and they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Here beginneth the fifth verse of the 16th chapter of the book of the prophet Jeremiah. For thus saith the Lord, enter not into the house of mourning, neither go to lament nor bemoan them. For I have taken away my peace from this people, saith the Lord, even loving kindness and mercies. Both the great and the small shall die in this land. They shall not be buried, neither shall men lament for them, nor cut themselves, nor make themselves bald for them. Neither shall men tear themselves for them in mourning to comfort them for the dead. Neither shall men give them the cup of consolation to drink for their father or for their mother. Thou shalt not also go into the house of feasting to sit with them to eat and to drink. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will cause to cease out of this place in your eyes, and in your days the voice of mirth, and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt show this people all these words, and they shall say unto thee, wherefore hath the Lord pronounced all this great evil against us? Or what is our iniquity? Or what is our sin that we have committed against the Lord our God? Then shalt thou say unto them, because your fathers have forsaken me, saith the Lord, and have walked after other gods, and have served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my law. And ye have done worse than your fathers, for behold, ye walk every one after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me. Therefore will I cast you out of this land into a land that ye know not, neither ye nor your fathers, and there shall ye serve other gods day and night, where I will not show you favor. Here endeth the first lesson.
My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath magnified me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him throughout all generations. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble and meek. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He remembering his mercy hath opened his servant Israel, as he promised to our forefathers, Abraham and his seed forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Here beginneth the 14th verse of the 13th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Mark. But when ye shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand. Then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. And let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of his house. And let him that is in the field not turn back again for to take up his garment. But woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. And pray ye that your flight be not in the winter. For in those days shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of the creation which God created unto this time, neither shall be. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days. And then if any man shall say to you, Lo, here is Christ, or Lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. Here endeth the second lesson.
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, to be a light to lighten the Gentiles, and to be the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us.
And grant us thy salvation.
O Lord, save the state.
And mercifully hear us when we call upon thee.
Endue thy ministers with righteousness.
And make thy chosen people joyful.
O Lord, save thy people.
And bless thine inheritance.
Give peace in our time, O Lord.
For it is thou, Lord, only that makest us dwell in safety.
O God, make clean our hearts within us.
And take not thy Holy Spirit from us.
Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that we who for our evil deeds do worthily deserve to be punished, by the comfort of thy grace may mercifully be relieved, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, who hatest nothing that thou hast made, and dost forgive the sins of all those who are penitent, create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of thee, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee, we being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ our Savior.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of thy only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all evermore.
Amen.